Hello and welcome to the Gospel Proclamation with Reflection for Saturday, March 9th. Harden not your hearts today, but listen to the voice of the Lord. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory be to you, O Lord. Jesus spoke the following parable to some people who prided themselves on being virtuous and despised everyone else. Two men went up the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other tax collector. The Pharisee stood there and said a prayer to himself, "I thank you, God, that I am not grasping, unjust, adulterous, like the rest of mankind, and particularly I'm not like this tax collector here. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes on all I get." The tax collector stood some distance away, not daring even to raise his eyes to heaven, but he beat his breast and said, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." This man, I tell you, went home again at rights with God. The other did not. For anyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the man who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. As probably all of you know, I use a different translation than the one here in Canada. It's translations for the international, basically the translation used in the UK, I believe. Anyways, sometimes there's a gospel that I proclaim that the translation I think is so spot on. Like, just maybe it's something that I'm not too used to on how they do the word placements like this, but sometimes it just pierces my heart. And today is one of those days. Just the first line. And I don't know how it's not translated this way in Canada for the use in the Mass, but here it is today. Jesus spoke the following parable to some who prided themselves on being virtuous and despised everyone else. Yeah, that really pierces my heart because I see this a lot, and sometimes I even see it in my own self, but this is something I think is we talk about issues in the church or stumbling blocks or problems in the church. I think this is one of them, and it's not something new. There's this really good book written by an Opus Dei gentleman, and he wrote it right after World War II. I think Let Us All Be Saints, I think, is the book. Anyways, it's a book that I give out and stuff like this. But he talks about this too. He talks about this sort of what he calls plastic piety, this idea of doing all these virtuous things, but really when things get difficult, they run away. And this is exactly what Jesus is describing here. Pride themselves on being virtuous. Now, Jesus is not saying don't be virtuous. He is not saying don't pay your tithes, don't fast, or anything else like that. What he's saying is that we need not to despise everyone else. We do those things not to earn favor with God, but in order to make us humble. All these devotions that we have, these personal devotions that are so important, all the generosity that we give and stuff like this is not to earn favor to God. It's not saying, "Look at God, this is what I'm going to do, and shield me, Lord, from all the evils of the world, and look at me." No, that's not what those things are for. Those devotions should lead us to like the tax collector who says, "Be merciful to me, a sinner." And through this humble relationship with our God, we become more and more, right, like God. We become more and more like Christ. This is our journey with our Lord Jesus Christ. But unfortunately, I think it happens sometimes, at least for some people that come into my office or people that I interact with, is the more devotions that we have, the more sort of rosaries and everything else, it leads us to a place of despising everyone else that doesn't do it. I get this a lot from certain devotions where people give me emails and texting me, and I just had a recent one about the coming of the end of the world, and it's like this, and if I don't wholeheartedly do that or whatever, if I don't wholeheartedly believe private revelation, which as a Catholic, I'm not obligated to believe. Actually, as a Catholic, I need to be skeptical. At least that should be my default position. Then somehow I'm outcast. I'm an other. I'm just like the tax collector in this parable. What a very sad place to be. because only through our humility do we find only in that time, sorry, only joy finds us when we are humble. This is our movement today. This is, we should move closer to Christ. And in this movement closer to Christ, we become more and more humble. And through this humility, we don't despise everyone else. We don't despise the world. What we understand is that we're all broken. We're all in the same boat, and we need to work with people that are not bad actors, people that are authentically striving to know and love Jesus Christ and his church. And there's many, many of them out there. And through our humility, we have joy, and we also have a soft heart, which will be the great evangelist. With that, we'll be a great evangelist in our communities, our family, and in the world. The tax collector stood at a distance, beating his breast and saying, "O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. The Lord be with you." May Almighty God bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in the peace of Christ. Thanks be to God. I'd like to make two sort of announcements here. There is a Knights of Columbus Men's Enrichment Weekend this Friday and Saturday here in Moose Jaw. If you're interested to come, please email me and I'll give you that information. There's lots of wonderful talks, and also it's a great place to meet a lot of faithful men. And you don't have to be a Knights of Columbus member to come out to that. Also, too, next week, on starting on the feast day of St. Joseph, we're having our parish mission. You know, there'll be that Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And so I encourage you to come out to St. Joseph's parish here in Moose Jaw, and come to that mission. The mission's theme is all about fear. So I think that's very pertinent in our day and age. Till next time, God bless, have a great day, and keep it crispy, my little tater tots. Bye.